So much of who we are has to do with being from somewhere, to be able to trace the history and the footsteps of those who came before us. This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. The Old Shore Road is what they called it, though it was really a well-worn path to and from the village of Chippewa City, a turn-of-the-century settlement that no longer exists. But even if we can't physically walk the old road, we're able to find it again through those who are willing to share the story of it with us. Frances Droulard was raised in Grand Marais, but spent several summers with a family friend in Grand Portage.
Philomene was a wonderful woman. She was very kind, and she spoke real quiet, and she didn't have a mean bone in her body.
Philomene Evans lived a mile west of Mineral Center on what is now Old Highway 61.
It wasn't a bad deal for me. I liked to stay with Philomene. I wasn't lonesome for Grand Marais. I wasn't lonesome for, you know, my sisters and brothers. She needed somebody there. She walked with a cane, and she was pretty limited to do a lot of things, you know. She kind of made me feel like, you know, needed, like, you know, the man of the house, so to speak.
Summer days at Philomene's house were filled with work, fun, and fishing.
There was a little creek went by, and there was a little brook trout in that creek. Of course, they were too small to eat, but I'd make a little barbless hook, and then I'd put them in a canning jar, punch holes in the lid, you know, and I'd keep them alive in that little pool there so I could go play with them, look at them. You know, we had a lot of fun together, Phil and I. We'd hobble around outside. We had a regular snare line up and down the highway there. And I'd, of course, set the snares, and then we'd go out and see if we had supper. And nine times out of ten, we'd have a rabbit or a partridge in our snare, you know, so. And we ate pretty good. A lot of times in the evening, like, you know, I'd go out in that little shed, and there's a lot of mice in that little shed. So I'd stand there, I'd just perfectly still, you know, and I had a little canning jar with covering my hand, you know, or I'd just put a little bait there for him. He'd come out there, and I'd just, like a lightning, I'd, bam, I'd catch him in the jar, put the lid on, you know. But, yeah, of course, I would just release him, you know. Just a game.
Philomene owned her own souvenir stand, which was located on the highway close to the Canadian border.
Oh, that was a beautiful little stand. It was all birch bark. She bought a lot of her stuff from Indians in Grand Portage. That was a big day. We'd close up her little shop, and we'd go to Grand Portage, and she'd go buy stuff for her souvenir stand. She did a lot of bead work. She would sit for hours and hours and hours to make things, you know, and she did beautiful work. She taught me a lot of stuff. I consider myself a pretty good hunter and fisherman, you know, and I think some of that I picked up from Philomene, you know, just as a little kid, you know, how to catch a brook trout and how to snare a rabbit and how to be quiet. And she had a little gun. Every time we'd go on the snare line, well, once I had packed that little 22, you know. One time we went to check our snare line in the evening, I remember, and we were about a half mile from the house, maybe, and there was a bear in the ditch. Oh, man, did Philomene get excited. I was going to shoot it. I said, I'm going to get him, Philomene, I'll get him. No, 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 she says, Majan, we weep, you know. And she took off down the road, there, hobbling with her little cane there just to go to fast. She said, wee-wee. That means hurry up, you know, get going or whatever. So she wouldn't let me shoot that bear.
Philomene's sister was Lucy Caribou, who lived in Grand Marais.
I used to get a kick out of Lucy and Philomene when they were talking. They'd go on and on. Lucy would just to be jabbering away like crazy, you know, and Philomene would just be knocking her head, and then all Phil would say is, go on, suck a mick. I don't know what that meant, but it meant, oh, is that so, or is that right, or whatever. And then Lucy would go again.
Though the time of spending summers at Philomene's house was over, Francis would catch up with her years later.
This was in the 60s. I ended up working for a North Shore Jobbing in Grand Marais. That was one of my stops at Philomene's little souvenir stand. Still had her little shop there, and you know, it was always fun to see her again, and we'd talk and everything.
Though he was only 8 or 9 years old, Francis learned many valuable lessons while spending the summer at Philomene's.
Well, I don't have any bad memories about her. She did her best, and she taught me how to be honest. She was honest. She taught me a few things about living in the woods, you know, living off the land. Even the story about the mice, I mean, you had to use discipline there. You couldn't just go out there and catch that mouse. You had to stand there. You had to bait them right. You had to be all set up. You could not move your eyes. And that's just true with a lot of hunting, you know. You just move your eyes when you're up there. You move real slow and just move your eyes. That's the way it was when I had caught the mouse. Yeah. So she taught me things like that.
This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. Funding for Walking the Old Road is provided by the State of Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and WTIP. The show is produced by Stacey Droulard, with music by Keith Sokola. Archived interviews, courtesy of The Producer, the Grand Portage National Monument, and the Cook County Historical Society.